This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you are with me. It's always trying times. The Bible says there will be wars and rumors of wars, so we know that. I believe we find ourselves in the midst of a war. This is the biggest civil war of our time because it's been going on for so long. I don't know how long the regular civil war lasted, but what I can tell you is this civil war has been going on for decades. And it's the first sign that conservatism is pushing back. You know, we have been letting these guys gain more and more ground. I want you to think of this as a military battle. When I say this, I'm talking about the ideological battle between left and right. I want you to think about this. How long it's been going on. And what it has taken our minds off of the things that are important, the things that matter. We aren't talking about being one. Think about how much more effective you are when you don't have the riffraff. Like, let's say your family gets together and you guys say, you know what, kids? We're all going to get together. We're going to go get that cabin. We're going to build that cabin on that land we bought. And everybody comes at it. The three big boys come in, the daughters come in, the neighbors pitch in. Everybody goes, we're going to build that cabin. And you build it. It's singular focus. Because, you know, the family says we're going to celebrate here together. What is it that America hasn't done where we collectively got together, all of us, and said, you know what? We're going to make this happen. We have changed the course of humanity. And you know what the left does? They will not allow us to unite. The closest we ever got was on 9/12. People quit their petty bickering. They were all for one and one for all. George Bush came out and said he's going to go get these dudes. And everybody was for it. That's as close as we got. Ever since then, the left has used whatever has come up in this country to be divisive. To the point of ridiculous. Let's not support law and order. Hands up, don't shoot. They kill that boy. And you're going, what? That was a completely legitimate thing. Then suddenly, every cop shooting was under scrutiny, beyond scrutiny. Cops were getting their butts kicked because they were being overly sensitive to the racial condition. And I could go on. This situation we find ourselves in with the NFL is a joke. It's a joke. The idea that we can't protect our borders from invading banditos is a joke. That we would set up sanctuary cities to hide heinous criminals is a joke. That we would allow terrorists to come into our midst because we don't want to be insensitive to their plight. Insensitive to their religion. The religion of war is what I call it. And so what is the outcome? We won't even talk about the terrorist from Sudan who shot up a church, a white church, in the name of Allah, a Muslim from a banned country as a refugee. We don't even find out how much coverage has been given of this story. But then remember back on a similar story, Dylann Roof, who gets covered from pillar to post. The dude brought down the Confederate flag, for goodness sakes. This is what we're dealing with. This is the Civil War. The Civil War that pits man against woman. Hillary Clinton doesn't lose one bit. There's not a window to get through when it comes to pitting man against woman. It is always men are out to get her. They're out to get women. If it weren't for the women out there fighting for women, well, where would they be? They would be doing great. Hillary uses the same argument, and so do other leftists, that say if it weren't for the white folks, the Democrats fighting on behalf of blacks, where would they be? And I would tell you, a lot farther than they are. And I could go on. They are the most divisive people on the planet. They do not like it when things are going well. There is no money in well. And people ask me all the time, Kevin, why? Why are we still talking about race and things like this? I told them, I said, if there was any money in solving this problem, they'd solve it. There's no money in solving the problem of racism. Quite the opposite. But here's my point to you. If we got a... I want you to imagine a world where you got up and the NFL players played football. You went to go watch football. Sunday was woo-hoo. You went to put on your favorite team's jersey. You got the salsa and the chips and nachos and queso and guacamole and whatever else you use, you know, you prep for. And you got all the little finger foods and the sandwiches, what have you. And you got friends coming over. And you know, all they're going to do is play a football game. All you got to do is cheer for your team, the red guys or the blue guys. That's it. It isn't about half the team you boo because they're going to take a knee because they're spitting in your face. You white American, you oppressive person, and they want you to believe that they're being oppressed by some, you know, specter of policing that says we're going to, you know, target blacks when in fact the stats don't live up to any of that. The notion of that is just a lie. But you can't enjoy that. So I want you to come back with me. Let's go back. You got all your food prepped. Friends are coming over. You turn on the game. National anthem's played. Everybody's got their hand over their heart. Game gets played. Your team wins. Win or lose, you go away. You're happy. One way or the other. The experience, the camaraderie. That's what used to bring people together. Neighbors of mine. Hey, Kevin, you know, if you want, you could have a, you know, C come by. With the kids, we watch football every Sunday. If you guys, you don't want to come by, I go, no, I don't watch football. Why not? I go, I disagree philosophically with the players and the league. I no longer watch football. I said, C may come over, but he's not much of a football watcher either because he tends to follow his folks. We've never been by there. Never have we gone to these people's houses. They're beautiful. They're nice people. But I don't watch football. And I'm not going over there. Not for football. Now, if football were regular, I would gladly accept my neighbor's invitation. See, that could bring the neighbors closer together, but it doesn't anymore. In fact, I kind of look at it and say, I don't know why y'all are watching football. I don't hold it against them. But there's a part of me that goes, you know, you probably don't understand why I don't watch football. I've never brought it up. I mean, I just said I don't agree with them, so I don't watch it. Anyway, more to come.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Whoa.
Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, glad you're with me. So, President Trump is a term that I use often. Didn't use it as much with Obama. Tried not to. Didn't feel that he was president of the United States. Felt like he was president of a few people. I feel like Trump is president of everybody. I would have been happy to call President Obama president if I felt like he truly wanted to represent me, but he didn't. I didn't feel like he was America. And I'm telling you right now, Democrat, Republican, I've never thought of a president as not my president. Bill Clinton, I didn't like him. He's President Clinton. I have no problem saying that. But what's funny to me, I watch these people and they talk about Trump. And he's like, you know, Donald Trump, 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 Trump. I listen to all these pundits who gave Barack Obama, they would not say that man's name without saying President Obama. I'm talking about all these leftists, CNN, MSNBC, President Obama, President, President, President Obama, President, 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 President Obama. But they'll say Trump in a minute. Don't care. And what's funny, I don't think Trump cares. It's like, call me President, call me Trump, I'm the man in charge. It don't matter. But anyway, here's what, the reason why I'm bringing this up is I watched Donald Trump in a video as he was getting ready to get on Huey 1 and the helicopter. And it made me really understand the difference between him and Barack Obama, who is, by the way, a narcissistic parasite. And the leftists know this. Don't get mad at me. Kevin, you don't like him. You're jealous. Whatever. I've heard it all. Say what you want. Let me give them 2 seconds to get it out of off their chest. Okay, there you go. So we know Barack Obama only cares about himself. He meets his needs, and he meets the needs of the people who financed him. That is it. Everybody else can get on board or go to H.E. Double Crooked Socks. And I could only imagine what the Secret Service thought of him. You know, as I watch this show, House of Cards, the Secret Service people are standing outside the door, and they're within earshot of hearing all the things that are going on with the president and all that. And they are effectively sworn to secrecy. They're not only the Secret Service in the sense of, you know, they should be invisible, but they're around the president and the first lady and the families and all that. But they are, you don't hear, Secret Service don't write books and say, well, I overheard the president or I overheard the first lady. They really, and you got to be very, you know, I tip my hat to them. Because it takes a special person to say, you know, I don't hear anything. You know, the sin eaters, they're, in a sense, that's what they are. They take an oath. These fine gentlemen, mostly, I can attest, would no doubt give their lives to protect Barack Obama. They would protect Bill Clinton. They protect scoundrels, scandalous people. And in the case of Barack Obama, not only are they protecting a scoundrel, they're protecting a moron. Somebody, by the way, unwilling to take a bullet, a metaphorical bullet for America. And if you don't believe me, I would say the leftists, be honest, do any of you think Obama would give his life for America? Exactly. Negro, please. That's what you should be saying right now. Negro, please. Yeah, it's okay. You can say Negro, please. I don't get offended. But Republican presidents are different. Even the bad Republican presidents. George Bush was a horrible Republican president. But you know what? I know George Bush would take a bullet for America. The metaphorical bullet, he would give his life to save the country. I have little doubt that he would have died for this country. But I have no doubt President Trump would die for America. And as they say, it's the little things that count, folks. And President Trump did one of these little things that distinguished leftists from him, from people like him. And it's kind of like when I was watching the movie, I forget, but the little mafia, the little dude was a Italian kid, and he used to watch Chaz Palminteri on the street corner who ran the mafia, and he didn't narc on him, and they became buddies. Well, anyway, in the movie, I can't remember it now, one of my favorite films, but he ends up dating a little black chick, and he says, I hope she, he puts her in the car, closes the door, and he says, I hope she reaches over to unlock the door. It was back when, you know, you couldn't just hit the button. And sure enough, he puts her in the car, he walks around the car, and they do a slow dolly shot, you know, where he's not dolly shot, but a slow motion shot, and he's walking around. And the next thing you do is you see her reach over, and she unlocks the door. And that was what his mother or his father told him is the little thing that you look for in a woman you want to marry. Will she do that little thing for you? And she did it. And many people have other little peccadilloes, you know. Will somebody pick up money if you drop it? Like you drop it, you know you've dropped it to see what they do. Will they pick it up and give it back to you? It's a little thing. Stuff like that. Well, Donald Trump did one of those little things. Yeah. In returning from Hamburg after participating in the G20, the president approaches Marine One. I mean, Huey One, whatever it's called, at Andrews Air Force Base. What's it called? Is it Marine One? And anyway, it's just outside of D.C. He's getting ready to get onto the helicopter. And he sees the Marines cover right before the stairs. The cover is a hat. That's what they call it in the Marine Corps. And he stoops over and he picks it up and goes to place it on this Marine's. The guy's a PFC. He's a black kid. He's a PFC. And Donald Trump puts it on his head. It's a gusty wind because obviously, you know, I don't know if the helicopter's spinning yet. But anyway, and so this is the president of the United States reaches over, grabs this guy's cover, puts it on his head, and then it blows off. And Donald Trump could have easily said at this point, you know what, I tried, and just kind of shrugged it off and gotten up. He didn't. He goes and gets it, comes back and again places on his head and then goes into the helicopter. Now, there are leftists listening to this program. I know you're spies out there. That's okay. I'm cool with you. But here's the thing. You and I both know that not only would Barack Obama have walked over that Marine's cover and gotten on that plane, he wouldn't have thought 2 seconds of it. And not only would he, if somebody had picked it up and given it to him, he wouldn't have put it on the guy's head. And you know for a fact that if he put it on there and it blew off, that he would have said, well, I'll try it. And he walked onto the plane, onto the aircraft. So that's the difference. Now you say, oh, because there are people out there, naysayers, I know. I read minds. And they're going,
Kevin, what's the big deal? Donald Trump reached over and picked up the guy's hat and put it on his head, and then he did it. What's the big deal?
The big deal is he didn't have to do it. That shows you that the guy is not so big that he can't reach over and get that. It's like a very wealthy man said to me, Kevin, he goes, if you picked up a penny every second, you know, for whatever length of time, you'd only have this much money. But why do you reach over and pick up a penny? And I said, because it's money. And to me, it represents labor. It represents something. And I pick it up. I know it's not worth my, quote, time to get it. But it's symbolic to me that you can't let that go to waste. And he says that is exactly right. And he goes, that's why I pick him up. And, I mean, we were simpatico. And Donald Trump, what he's saying, guys, is I'm a billionaire and I'm the president of the United States. But you know what? I'm not too big to represent my boys here. And he picked up that cover. And when it blew away, he says, I'm not too big to go get it and redo it. That's a big dude, man. That's somebody you got to respect.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Dragons swallow evolution in one gulp. GodSaidManSaid.com. The sons of God and science admit the ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. GodSaidManSaid.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously? You possess the world's greatest treasure. GodSaidManSaid.com. Life after death experiences. Sin bones. St. Peter's fish. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Fires in Northern and Southern California are expected to continue at least through Wednesday, with the winds staying as gusty as they are and sometimes reaching near hurricane-force winds. So far, 31 people have died. This woman lost her home in Paradise, California.
It's extremely heartbreaking, I think, for everybody, especially if people suffering from not knowing, and that's probably the hardest place to be in.
The recount of the Senate and gubernatorial races in Florida's 67 counties continued today. Broward County officials already ran into problems where they mistakenly counted 22 absentee ballots that had been rejected because the signature did not match. Catherine Harris is a former Florida Secretary of State. She joined Fox News with one thing people need to remember during this recount.
It's critical that the laws are followed. Our elected officials were elected, as we hoped, to act with courage and integrity and administer the law.
This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So I'm sitting here very quietly listening to all this BS, quite frankly. And did you listen to anything McMaster said today where he said, I was in the room, that didn't happen, nothing inappropriate was shared? You're basing all these allegations off of one or maybe two sources, which CNN reports. Two former officials knowledgeable of the situation confirmed to CNN the main points of the story. Two former officials. Tell you what, come out, name those people, then we'll have something to talk about.
One, we protect sources. Two, it's not just CNN. It's Washington Post, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, CNN,
who?
ABC,
yeah, but who
NBC.
Who are the sources?
Carl.
Who are the sources? Oh, because they're hiding behind this anonymity.
Oh,
and that's
please.
What we're seeing.
Please, do not even start with me that you're just going to attack sources.
Okay,
so
are you saying McMaster is lying?
I'm not saying McMaster is lying.
Well, he didn't really answer the question.
He didn't answer
he
the
said
question.
Nothing inappropriate.
He said, no, that's his opinion.
That would be.
But that's his opinion.
You cannot attack.
Yeah.
Do not attack the stellar reporters of CNN who have their sources and would protect
stellar reporters of CNN that I am going to attack right now and say, guess what? I don't believe them because they're staying anonymous. If they are that, if they stand behind the story, come out, face the camera.
Can I just say something?
All I've been doing is facing the camera, Carl.
The people who are in that room?
We have anonymous sources. We protect them for real reasons. So the information that is important to the public
so
can get out.
Happen? I mean, those weren't anonymous sources. Is that not a real story?
I'm saying that there's
so anytime
so many
there's been
anonymous,
anonymous
sources.
Source,
that,
but seriously, so Watergate, just it was all a lie because it was anonymous
it was,
sources.
It was a trial.
Right.
Yeah. Girl, you're embarrassing yourself. You're really? You're embarrassing yourself, your party, and your country. You should not be doing this. You're a better person than this. I'm ashamed for you. This is not the discussion we should be having. This is a serious moment in our country's history. The President of the United States has been accused of and has admitted to sharing highly sensitive information to the Russian government.
What?
To not only the Russian government, but to a known Russian spy.
Let's deal with the fact. H.R. McMaster today confirmed in when he was speaking to reporters that that Trump's aides, after the meeting, went to the NSA and the CIA to ask about classification of information that Donald Trump discussed. If there was no problem with what Donald Trump discussed, why was Tom Bossert going to speak to the NSA and the CIA afterwards?
Well, since you so nicely pointed out that I do understand classified material, after a lot of these briefings, there are a lot of calls over to NSA, to the DOD, to find out if anything was classified beyond what they talked about. So guess what? These calls happen almost every single time.
All right, everybody, just so you're knowing who this is we're talking about. We're talking about a guy named Carl Higbee, decorated Navy SEAL, and he appears on CNN, and that's what he's talking about. And he starts out by saying, McMaster's was in the room. You don't get a better source than the guy who was in the room. And he says, this didn't happen. Now, they say two former officials knowledgeable to the situation. Were they in the room? No. So either they're spying on Trump or they're lying. So he says, name them. And she says, well, it's not just CNN. No, no, no. It's Washington Post, New York Times, and Wall Street Journal. Three leftist papers. Three leftist newsprint media. All of them. They don't have any more information than anybody else. That's like saying, I read it on Yahoo, Google, and blankety blank. But it was all written by Reuters. They all write the same thing. They all talk about the same stuff. This is so ridiculous, it's crazy. And then she says, how dare you attack the sources? And he's like, what sources? Who are they? Then he asked her a very simple question. Is McMaster's lying? Are you accusing McMaster's of being a liar? And so instead of answering that question, Kirsten Powers, who used to be over at Fox, she says, well, he didn't answer the question. No, he said that exactly there was no information that was considered classified that Donald Trump shared with the Russians in the story. And so that should have been enough. So either he's lying. And so then they go, well, that's just his opinion. I'm just kind of walking you through. I want you to understand because we're going to get to the bottom of this in a second. And then she goes on to talk about the stellar reporters of CNN. The stellar reporters. How stellar? See, that's supposed to draw us in. It's like saying, well, they went to Harvard. You're supposed to, oh, well, then no need for me to question anything that you do. It's ridiculous, folks, how they expect us to just go, everything's good to go, because you say, oh, they're stellar reporters. They're not regular reporters. They're stellar ones. So what are the reporters at MSNBC? What are the reporters at ABC? They're regular reporters. You have the stellar ones. And then I love this, protecting anonymous sources. Anonymous for what? If they say, we've got information that says President Trump shared classified information, why are you hiding that? What's to hide? You've got, I mean, there's nothing to hide here. So funny. God, these people are amazing. Then what do we get? We get that other big word, Watergate. Yep. So we get Watergate because that's going to be the litmus test now. Oh, Donald Trump. Suddenly, did he tape the opposition to find out how he could win the election? If anybody did a Watergate, it was Hillary Clinton. See, this is what I tell you guys all the time, and I'm going to repeat it. The left tells you what they are doing. They tell it to you all the time. They have no knowledge of this situation whatsoever. They back themselves up with other leftists who have no knowledge of the situation. When you ask them basic questions, are you accusing this guy of being a liar? They won't answer. They deflect, which is what they did. Oh, well, that's just his opinion. He didn't answer the question. Then they come back and they credentialize themselves. Oh, we're stellar reporters at CNN. We must protect these anonymous sources, and they hide behind their anonymity. Then they accuse you of what they're doing, which, of course, is, you know, creating a fake scandal, in this case, Watergate. And then the one guy chimes in, the black guy, to Higby. You're embarrassing yourself. I'm embarrassed for you. That's not the discussion. This is a serious moment. What's so serious? See, I would have stopped him and said, I'm embarrassing myself. You have no, there's nothing you've said in any of this that makes a lick of sense. And you say, I'm embarrassing? You should be embarrassed to be covering this topic. If the left had any morals or any ethics, they would drop this nonsense. And for the record, it's about to be over. They've got their special counsel. Phenomenal. You got special counsel. He's going to dig into it, and that'll be that. But I love how the guy says he admitted to sharing highly sensitive information. And that's where the real coup comes in, where Higby says, look, I know what these meetings are about. You have discussions. And then you have a phone call about what happens, and it's protocol. He did nothing that violated protocol. It's the same type of meeting that Barack Obama would have. But here's the deal, folks. The left must make Donald Trump look incompetent. They have to make him look ragtag. In fact, I'll even go a step further. So Tucker Carlson the other night, he said Kellyanne Conway didn't show up for a hit that she was supposed to do on his show. And he says, are they in disarray? And the guy who I think it was Matt Slapp, who's with the ACU. He says, hey, I go there to the White House all the time. He goes, there's no disarray. He goes, there's people doing their jobs. If they cancel, something comes up. But there's no disarray. But the media wants you to believe that Trump has no idea what he's doing. Let me tell you something. Here's my bet. My bet to you is Donald Trump has one of the best run organizations. It may be quirky in the sense of how you might do it, but you don't get to be a billionaire operating multiple entities on multiple continents. We call these people global entities. You don't become a global company at the size of Trump with over 22,000 employees running it ragtag. The only way to do that successfully is you must be organized. So the idea that he's disorganized is ridiculous. Now let me tell you who was disorganized. Barack Obama. Barack Obama could not run a multinational. Think of the State Department. The State Department exists in practically every country on the globe. And these employees report back and give information that would help Obama understand the geopolitical nature of things in those various regions and how the United States needs to adjust to these types of things. Now ask yourself this. Where do we have anything in the world where you go, wow, we are doing wonderful there? We had England who went through Brexit because they wanted nothing like what we have, the multiculturalization. France would have done the same thing, but they cheated. But the French will learn their lesson. They elected Hollande after Sarkozy, who was very much for austerity, and Hollande ended up following the same path of the guy that he displaced, because he found out he was right. You've got Greece about to go bankrupt. You've got Italy about to go bankrupt. And Spain about to go bankrupt. And all these other countries. You've got wars breaking out throughout Africa, and particularly Northern Africa and the Middle East. And these guys want to talk to you about disarray? Barack Obama lived in chaos.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work, because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today, for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You guys know how I feel about the military. And like I told you, I will go out of my way to shake the hand of anybody wearing a veteran hat. You know, whatever ship they served on, whatever part of the Air Force they worked for, the Marines, the Army, you name it. I see that hat, and I go up and I thank them for their service. I was at a restaurant, and Marine was sitting down, older Marine, this guy's probably 70 years old, has his hat on with the Marine group he served with, etc. And before the waitress had just delivered the food, and I walked over and I said, hold on, Marine, before you eat, I just want to thank you for your service. And he looked up like, you couldn't believe it. He's like, thank you so much, you know, I said, I don't want to interrupt your meal, just want to let you know you're appreciated, sir. And he just couldn't quit looking. He's like, wow. And I don't do it because I'm like, oh, who's that guy? You know, I do it because they deserve it. I want them to feel like superstars. I'll tell you something funny I did. So I was at the Gold Gloves, and everybody's wanting the autographs of all the big celebrity ball players, whatever. You know, my little son's running around doing what he's doing, getting those autographs. And I see the president of Rawlings, and I go over to him and I said, "Hey, will you sign this for me?" And he looked up and his wife is there. He's at a table in the middle, about two tables over from me. And he looked at the table and goes, "Now see, this is a guy that gets it." I started laughing. So he autographs the ticket. We all got tickets to get in. He autographed the ticket. And then I said, "Let me get a picture." Got a picture with him. And we become friends. Yeah, I got to buy a Rawlings bat for my kid. I'm sending him a check. I'm like, "Hey, reimburse me, bro." But the funny part about it is he's not used to that happening. This is a guy who put on the event. His company is the one who started it, the Gold Gloves. And so he's going, "It's our event." You know, he's not even at the top table, at the front tables where all the stars are. He's like, he's back where my table is. And we're no slouches. We weren't at the back of the room. But he's the president of the corporation. And nobody even bothers to thank him for putting on the event. His marketing guy thanked him. "Hey, just want to thank Tom. Hey, buddy. Woo-hoo." You know, giving a shout out. And I'm going, no, he needs more than that. This is a guy that we should be. Just my opinion. So I feel the same way about veterans. Why am I going to go get a picture with a freaking senator who's never run a business, never been in harm's way, not ever had a bullet, close to him, and I'm going to go thank him? I'm going to thank the veterans, the people that allow him to be here. I'm going to thank the first responders, the police, the fire departments. Those are the guys that are heroes. We've so displaced our sensibilities when it comes to who's really the heroes in this country. You kidding me? We don't even value the real. You know who the ultimate heroes are? It's a trick question. Parents. You are. Good, solid citizens raising other good, solid citizens. But one of my friends, Debbie Lee, we happened to be doing a hit at the same place. It was around Veterans Day, and her son Mark is a Navy SEAL who was killed, first Navy SEAL killed in, I believe, Afghanistan. And Mark, man, stud. And I thank Debbie Lee for raising two boys, and Mark happens to be one of them, and Mark getting the training to be a Navy SEAL and just knocking the socks off of it until he ultimately sacrificed his life. Thank her. She's the one who her husband abandons her. He's an abusive man. He abandons her. And she kept her family together. And one of those boys grew up and decided he was going to fight for this country. And he did it to the best of his ability until he got killed by a sniper. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, I want to talk about this story because it segues into the best of us. The people who protect us in every way. And I believe the veterans are the front line of that. Because without them, we don't even have cops and the firefighters. But it was a hidden camera video that captured black nurses laughing as an 89-year-old World War vet died. And we should all be very mad. Because this, if you see the video, you know what it does. It showcases the America that leftists built. Nurses laughing. And when I saw the video, I was thinking, why would anybody, and I'm talking about anybody on God's green earth, want to be part of Obamacare when you know you're going to receive care that's based on your color, your political ideology, etc.? When you go to the hospital, you want the best public servants, particularly in a veterans hospital. You want the best public servants. You want people who do not care about politics. They want what's best for you. It should be in their heart. But there was an undercover video that showed these nurses laughing, and this man died in front of them. It happened in Northeast Atlanta Health and Rehab in 2014, but the family had to file a lawsuit in order to get the video, and they just got it. So I want you to understand this. In order to get to the truth about how World War II veteran James Dempsey died, the family had to sue. And attorneys that represented the Atlanta nursing home, where he died, tried to prevent them from obtaining the video. They asked a DeKalb County judge to keep the video sealed and then attempted to appeal to Georgia State Supreme Court. And let me tell you why all this happened, folks. Because it was going to show you three black women who did not care that that veteran, 89-year-old World War II veteran, one of our last remaining heroes of a war that kept us out of Nazi hands, and they're laughing as he's gasping for air. They'll do anything to keep the truth from getting out. Unbelievable. The judge ruled in favor of the family, and the nursing home dropped its appeal to the Supreme Court. And the video shows what happened to this 89-year-old man, decorated World War II veteran from Woodstock, Georgia. 6 hours of video court deposition of lies. This former nursing supervisor, her name is Wanda Knuckles, explains how she responded to the patient before she knew that the video camera, the hidden camera, existed. And you can hear in her questioning by the victim's attorney as she recants. And the video proves that she's lying through her teeth. Because what she says is, when he pulled, you know, punched his button saying he needed help, which, by the way, he did 6 times before he finally went unconscious, gasping for air. And according to state records, the nursing home staff found Dempsey unresponsive at 5:28 a.m. Yeah. It took almost an hour for the staff to call 911. 5:28 to 6:25 a.m. Almost an hour. So the attorney asked the former nursing supervisor Knuckles what her response would be had she witnessed the behavior of the two ladies that we saw in the video that were essentially doing nothing for this man as he's gasping for air. And she says, I would have written him up. She says, I would have reprimanded him. She called the video sick. But then she enters the room. And one would think that a supervisor would have understood the gravity of a man calling for help 6 times. But she acted like, if you see the video, like it's a routine situation. But in her video deposition, she said she rushed into Dempsey's room when a nurse alerted her that he had stopped breathing and she started performing CPR. It was a lie. From the time you came in, you took over doing chest compressions, correct? Yes. Until the time paramedics arrived, you were giving continuous CPR. Yes? That's what she answers. Then we got the video. And the video shows two women doing nothing for this veteran. She comes in, and they start laughing. As this man is gasping for life. They are laughing at him. This is unbelievable. You know what she said? When they ask her, why did you say that when you weren't doing that? She says, that was an honest mistake. I was basing on everything that I would normally do. The nurses had, they couldn't get his oxygen machine working. And you can hear him gasping and they're laughing, folks. I want you to understand that. And then the attorney says, ma'am, was there something funny that was happening? And she says, I can't remember all that, as you can see. Oh, we can see what you did. You did nothing. And let me tell you something, folks. If you think this wasn't racially motivated.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.